Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and boy, you are in for a treat tonight. Our guest tonight is going to share some news with us. I don't really get all that excited about a lot of things, but I am tonight about with tonight's guest, Dr. Bill Supple. We're going to discuss something that they don't want to tell you that was discovered many years ago that actually does cure cancer. We'll get to that in just a minute. Before we do that, tomorrow being Thursday, the office will be open here, and I will not be here tomorrow, at least not more than an hour or so. Mark's not going to take a few days off, go down to Tennessee, Pigeon Forge, and spend a few days. We don't get to do it very often. We should look forward to it. I know we're getting old and been married almost 55 years, but we still enjoy spending time together. So we're going to take off tomorrow. If you don't mind, we're back on Sunday evening. So please, if you don't mind, you call tomorrow and talk to Crystal if you need anything, you want to order anything, or a donation, whatever. You call tomorrow if you need to order a super quick clean gun tomorrow. I know we sold several bottles this week. We had less than 20 after last week. Get it while you can, folks. You'll not regret it. You can call tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. I promise you, folks, the product will do what they're going to do. And tomorrow, the office open all day until 4 o'clock, 9 to 4 Eastern. Crystal will be here. You might miss saying hi to me, but Crystal does most of the work around here when she's here. I'm just a phone answerer. So, you know, I just talk on the phone. But you feel free to call tomorrow and talk to us, please. Now, I'm going to read a paragraph about our guest tonight, Dr. William Supple. Dr. William Supple Jr., Ph.D., is a neuroscientist who contributed foundational work on brainstem mechanisms of behavior and midline cerebellar involvement in learning, memory, and emotion. His research was instrumental in identifying brainstem and cerebellar sites of learning and memory, as well as brainstem mechanisms of complex emotional states. He received his B.A. in psychology from Myers College and a Ph. from Dartmouth College. In addition to teaching standard brain and behavior classes, his interest in sports led him to develop a popular sports psychology course at the University of Vermont. Bill and his wife, Tony, also established a successful for sale by owning a real estate business in Vermont and New Hampshire called Picket Fence Review. They have three grown children. Now, folks, this guy has quite a background. And he wrote a book that I am so excited to talk about tonight. Cancer is a parasite. And it's actually simply cured with an over-the-counter medicine that does more than just take care of the cancer situation. It does a lot more than that. Let's bring our guest up, Dr. Bill Supple. Dr. Bill, are you there?
Yeah, Butch. Thanks for the introduction. I think people are... probably wondering with that introduction, how did I possibly, why am I talking about cancer?
Yes, you're right.
It's kind of a non sequitur. You know, how did I get involved in that? So I'm not an MD. I'm not an oncologist. So what happened was, back in 2021, my mother-in-law, she was 83 years old. She went into the hospital with a suspected bowel obstruction. In the course of evaluating her, they found that she had metastatic breast cancer everywhere in her bones, liver, lungs, kidneys, basically, you know, too many places to count. And, you know, having lived to be 83, she felt that she didn't want to endure the horrors of chemotherapy and radiation, and she decided to go home to hospice and live out the final remaining days she had. So to give you an idea of how bad she was, she lived 2 miles from the hospital, and being a Catholic, the priest came in to give her last rites because they weren't sure she would make the trip home. That's how dire her situation was. So she went home to hospice, and in the meantime, I happened to be reading something online, a totally different non-related article to cancer, and there was a comment that said, look into fenbendazole. It cured my prostate cancer. And that's really all it was, but that was all it took. That started the process to where we are today. So I looked into the science behind this strange word, fenbendazole. You know, it's easy if you just say fenben. And the preclinical science, meaning the science showing that it does actually kill cancer in a petri dish and in animals, not necessarily in humans, was pretty compelling. And it was, what was interesting is that the mechanisms of this drug, fenbendazole, were initially developed to kill parasites, so primarily worms. So, you know, you pick up parasites all over the place, and this was a animal antiparasitic that cured cancer. It kind of seemed incredible at the time, but the more I looked into it, it looked like it was something that in her particular situation, she wasn't going to try anything else. It was a Hail Mary pass, and she really had nothing to lose. So I went down to the local Tractor Supply. This is where it gets really folksy and kind of strange, but it's the way it happened. And I bought a packet of it. You can buy it over the counter. It's basically doggy dewormer called fenbendazole.
Is it a capsule or a paste or what?
Comes in all different forms, but I bought like a powder.
Okay.
And I bought, you know, it was a 222 milligram dose, which is the dose for a 10-pound dog. And I figured, you know, supposedly there's no side effects or any adverse effects. So I took it for 3 days, and it didn't kill me. And then I sent my wife was down with her mother in Florida. So I sent FedExed a bunch of fenbendazole packets down to my wife, and she took it for 3 days. I figured a 50% genetic match to her mother, if it didn't bother my wife, then it wouldn't bother her mother, and we didn't want to make a sick woman sicker. So I sent a letter to my wife's siblings explaining the science and the fact that cancer cells and parasite cells seem to share a common vulnerability, you know, in some sort of a gift from God, that they're both susceptible to antiparasitic drugs like fenbendazole. And there seemed to be no side effects from the human case reports that were out there. So, and, you know, my wife and I took it, no problem. So we started my mother-in-law on the 222 milligram dose in late November 2021. She just mixed it into her daily yogurt. After a couple weeks, you know, she started to sound better, look better. Her activity picked up. And she, you know, she looked much, much better. You know, she seemed to be turning the corner. After about 4 weeks, she fired hospice because she didn't need them anymore coming into the house. You know, she was eating on her own. She had her appetite back. And she was strong enough to go back to the hospital to try to figure out what was going on. So when she left the hospital, there's a blood tumor marker that kind of that tells you how much cancer you have. It'll quantify it. So the bigger the number, the worse it is. So when she left the hospital, her blood tumor marker for breast cancer was 316. After a month of taking Fenben and only taking Fenben, it was less than half of that. So we knew that the Fenben was working. She continued to take Fenben for the next 3 or 4 months, and by
Bill, I'll ask you a quick question. Yeah. What did the doctor say when he got that test result back?
Well, we can get into that later, but he just said, whatever you're doing, keep, you know, of course he wanted to put her on chemotherapy, which she still didn't want to do. So, you know, he didn't know if it was spontaneous remission, you know, divine intervention, but we knew it was fenbendazole. Could be divine intervention plus fenbendazole. You can't rule
absolutely.
That out.
Absolutely. But, absolutely. Yeah.
But anyway, so she continued to take Fenben every day, no side effects at all. And by May or June of 2022, she went back for testing and she was completely cancer free. And she remained that way, you know, from that point on. So that, so it's a miracle. She's cancer-free, and we think we know what did it, the fenbendazole. So what happened was friends and family would heard about her success, and they wanted to know how she did it, because everybody knows somebody with cancer. So we were, my wife and I were kind of telling her story, and we, you know, after a couple dozen, you know, 50 times, I realized that we need to standardize the message. So what I did is I started a Substack publication that where I published her case report in detail. So I the first one of those was in the fall of 2022. And what happened was not only did I publicize my mother-in-law's case report, other people who were using Fenben independently started to write in and say, hey, it worked for me too. And then people who started using fenbendazole as a result of my mother-in-law's case wrote in as well, telling me their progress. So we had a little community of people self-treating their cancers, most of them who had been given up for dead by their oncologist. So fenbendazole was kind of like a last-ditch effort. My mother-in-law was unique in that she started fenbendazole before any other treatment. So, you know, there was no interaction between chemotherapy, radiation, or her taking fenbendazole. So, you know, now there's hundreds of case reports later. The you know, all of the science and all of the case reports and kind of all the mechanisms as to how it works are now put into the book Cancer is a Parasite. And that was, you know, that's published by Skyhorse, who also publishes RFK Jr.'s books as well. So the effects of fenbendazole on cancer are known at the highest levels of the government. So we're very excited that things might actually start happening with cheap off-patent repurposed drugs like fenbendazole that are extremely safe.
What? I'm surprised that this has gotten this far without somebody trying to interfere with it from the pharmaceutical companies. I really am. I'm surprised that you managed to get this out and people are actually looking at it and known about it.
Well, I mean, there's been a lot of shenanigans that have happened. So in 2025, three of my case reports from the Substack, my mother-in-law, a prostate cancer case, and also a melanoma case, were written up and published in a peer-reviewed journal called Case Reports in Oncology. And it was, you know, like a watershed article. It got a lot of attention. It's published for the first time proof that fenbendazole cures cancer. Well, whoever allowed that paper to be published in a cancer journal, you know, got their you-know-what handed to them. And in January of 2026, the paper was retracted. It wasn't retracted because of anything wrong with the science or the conclusions or the data. It was retracted because one of the authors didn't disclose that he saves people's lives with fenbendazole. He's an oncologist in Canada. His name's William Makis. So they retracted it based on that garbage reason. But it's still online. So that's one thing that Big Pharma has done. So the, you know, I call it Big Cancer. Big Cancer has
sure
fought
big
back.
Money. Big the, money.
Oh, yeah. And the book is banned in Australia, so you can't order it in Australia.
So really?
In Australia, yeah, Australia has gone completely off the deep end in terms of civil rights and censorship. They're like the canary in the coal mine for what's going to happen in the rest of the quote-unquote free world. So the book is censored in Australia.
My goodness. So... but again, I'm surprised there's not been more interference to the point of people being suicided, if you know what I mean. It's happened before. Because this is a phenomenal breakthrough.
Well, when I started the Substack, I did it under a pseudonym called Benfen. And I was concerned about that very thing. You know, I didn't, you know, it's because I'm not an oncologist and an MD. It didn't really matter who was writing it. What mattered was the information.
Right.
My publisher convinced me that, you know, if it doesn't matter, then I should just have my name out there. And because I'm, you know, now supposedly I'm the expert on fenbendazole. But, you know, really all I do is I just provide, I'm just like a reporter. I just tell other people what other people have told me, how they've self-treated their cancers. And, you know, it's not like I'm telling people what to do or how much to take or any protocol like that. I'm just reporting what people are reporting to me as to what works for them. And again, I'm not telling anybody to not do traditional chemotherapy, but you might want to consider that you can do traditional chemotherapy and you can do fenbendazole or ivermectin or mebendazole as well. Just to kind of cover your bases, because those antiparasitics don't interfere with any traditional chemotherapies or radiation. Actually, there's some evidence to suggest that it potentiates or increases the effect of the standard of care treatments. But as I detail in the book, I think it's the fenbendazole is doing the heavy lifting and the standard of care treatments based on their performance when they're used alone are just kind of going along for the ride.
Now, are these products hard to get your hands on?
No,
other
you buy
than
them on Amazon.
Tractor Supply? Buy them on Amazon, okay.
Yep, okay. Yep. So there's a number of different brands. Obviously, you know, there's more suppliers now, but the Merck is the main. Merck is a major drug company, and they make Panacure and something called Safeguard, which is fenbendazole. And for cattle, it comes in a 55-pound bag that's sprinkled on the feed. So it kind of tells you that, you know, the dose doesn't need to be perfect or ideal. And there's a wide, wide margin of error if they make it in 55-pound bags and dump it on cattle feed.
Obviously so. So if someone decides to try this and they can feel comfortable buying it online or whatever, and how much would you recommend they take at a time?
Well, I don't really recommend any dosages or protocols. What I suggest they do is go to the Substack. It's called fenbendazole.substack.com. And find a case report. I have them all organized by the type of cancer. So if you have small cell, non-small cell lung cancer, go and see what somebody who was in a similar boat that you were and what they did. And it's really monkey see, monkey do. And then, you know, as the science evolves, we'll know exactly what the ideal dose is. But the doses run anywhere from the low that I've seen is the 222 milligrams, like my mother-in-law took, all the way up to 2,000 milligrams.
And no side effects. Nothing.
No side effects. Other than, you know, if you're infested with intestinal worms, you might have some loose stools and some diarrhea as a function of killing those things and flushing them out, but no real side effects to speak of that, you know, are certainly no side effects like chemotherapy.
Well, I would say so, yes. And so how long do you say this has been known? How many years has this been known about?
Well, you know, as a function of doing the research for the book, like when I started the book in 2025, I was kind of waiting for someone, you know, for a quote unquote expert to do it. You know, there's a lot of people studying fenbendazole and other drugs that are very similar. Like fenbendazole is the veterinary version of mebendazole, which is the human version. And the human version costs like 100 times more than, of course. And the veterinary version you can get without a prescription on Amazon. So people go to that. And it's actually, for some cancers, the better choice because of how it works. And, you know, they all have a little slightly different mechanism. But, you know, people with certain brain cancers, glioblastoma, astrocytoma, the fenbendazole appears to pass through the blood-brain barrier a lot better than mebendazole. So that's the more effective treatment. What was the question before?
Well, how long has it been known that this product would do this?
Oh, yeah. So as a function of doing the research for the book, mm-hmm. I came across the word oncodazole, O-N-C-O-D-A-Z-O-L-E, oncodazole. And onco is like oncologist. It's the root word of oncology. And onco means tumor in Greek. So an oncologist treats tumors. And there was this paper talking about this new drug that cured cancer called oncodazole that they renamed oncodazole. So basically it was fenbendazole that they had found cured cancer in rats, basically everything that I cover in the book. But this was back in 1976. And the pharma knew about it as a cancer cure back in 1976. And I go on in the book to prove that it was actually suppressed. And I use the scientific literature from 1976 to now to show how it was summarily erased from scientific awareness because it should have been cited, that paper should have been cited in numerous papers that came after that. And the paper was just nowhere to be found. And then in 1984, I found that there was a pharmacological paper that showed that the word oncodazole was changed to nocodazole, N-O-C-O-dazole. So they changed the name, you know, which tells you exactly what it does, to something that is kind of ambiguous and, you know, a negative, if anything. So they changed it to nocodazole, and it more or less dropped off the radar until it was rediscovered again in 2002 by a group in Texas. And they said that in their paper, it was the first demonstration that an antiparasitic like fenbendazole cured cancer. And the reason for them to say it's the first demonstration showed me, using the scientific literature, that the 1976 paper was erased from memory because they should have cited it, and any reviewer should have known about it, and anybody who read the paper should have known about it. So it was effectively erased from the oncologist's memory, the oncodazole reference.
Well, how well known would you say it is now? I mean, I know you don't have an exact figure, but how fast is it gaining popularity, and how fast is the knowledge of it growing?
Well, it won't go very far unless the government gets involved as an act of humanitarianism, because the drug companies have no incentive to study it, to refine the dosing and the, you know, to find out which cancers it works better on. So far, it seems to be a legitimate cure, meaning the cancer is gone, not like it's just smolders. It's actually gone for solid tumor cancers, which is most of the cancer. So breast, prostate, lung, liver, brain, kidney, colorectal cancer, and, you know, melanoma, especially after they've metastasized, which is when they're the most dangerous. So there's a number of scientific reasons and why that is. But basically, you know, cancer has... what needs to happen is the government, without any big pharma involvement, needs to conduct the studies that refine and determine what the ideal dose of fenbendazole is. And as a humanitarian measure, there can be no money in it. We have a cure for cancer right now, and fenbendazole isn't the only cure. There's a lot of other cures that have been suppressed.
I agree.
You know, it just happened to be that I was in the right place at the right time with my mother-in-law, and I'm the most skeptical person you will ever meet. If somebody was telling me this, I would say, yeah, right. But even after I looked into the science, you know, we didn't expect this to work. It was a miracle. And the miracle is that cancer cells and parasites share the same structural weakness in their microtubule system. So what fenbendazole and a number of other antiparasitics do is they selectively bind to the parasite microtubule, which is kind of like just what it sounds like. It's a tube system inside the parasite. It selectively binds to that and the parasite and the cancer cell, and it destroys it. And it only binds to the cancer cell. Healthy cells are immune. So when I say cancer is a parasite, the first observation justifying that is that antiparasitics kill both. So the more I dug into, so what scientists try to do is prove the idea wrong. So that's all science is. You try to disprove the idea. So the more I looked into the similarities between cancer and parasites, I couldn't find any. Even very obscure differences. So the cancer and parasites are similar on virtually all characteristics.
All right, hang on to the break. Wow, this is really, really interesting. Thank you so much, Dr. Beal. Back at the break, though, folks, if you have any questions, phone calls, we'll take them next half hour. 717-300-1698. This has been a blessing to me, folks. Hoping it's been to you. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brother, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we are back and we're talking to Dr. William Supple. Dr. Bill Supple, and this is one of the most interesting broadcasts I've had in a long time, especially on health issues. To know that something that you can buy over the counter, get on Amazon, a product that can help actually take care of cancer in a person's body. Folks, everybody, we'll get more detail on this in a minute, and we'll get the phone calls too, I promise. But I want to find out, should we take it as preventive? Should we have it, keep it in stock just in case? And so a lot of questions going through my mind here. By the way, he's coming out with a new book next week on what vitamin D can do for you. So we got a lot more to talk about. We'll have him on again sometime, maybe next month or something, to do this again. And Dr. Bill, tell folks how they can find out more about you and check out your information.
Well, the book is called Cancer as a Parasite, and it's on Amazon, you know, and you can either get the hard copy version or the ebook or the book that talks to you, however you want to do it. And it's written for a general audience. So you'll have to go through the book. You'll be the expert as well. And I think it's important to, when you're talking, so what happens is when people experience fenbendazole, you know, obviously they're pleased, but they're amazed that, you know, they're so proud of themselves that they did what their doctor couldn't do, and plus they're alive as opposed to being dead.
Exactly.
So it's a great incentive to go out and tell the world about it. So there's hundreds of people, and you mentioned you're going to be going to Pigeon Forge, and there's a guy down there who will stand on a bench and kind of look for sickly people and will tell them about fenbendazole because they call me all the time. And so
he's like an
apostle for fenbendazole out there telling people, because it saved him from melanoma. He was metastatic melanoma. They gave him a couple months to live. He couldn't tolerate the chemotherapy. He learned about fenbendazole from my mother-in-law. He took it for 3 months and has been completely cured for 4 years now. So this is his life mission, is to tell people how to save themselves. That doesn't mean that everyone's receptive. You know, a lot of people are blinded by the white coat, and they don't want to do anything that their doctor doesn't tell them. But a we've got a lot of doctors who are subscribers to the Substack who are taking fenbendazole for their own cancers. So I think that's the best proof in the pudding that they don't want to do their own toxic treatments. They'd rather try something that is off the beaten path that actually works.
It actually works. And by the way, if that gentleman would like to talk to me, I would love to talk to him. I really would. If you know how to get hold of him, I'd like to have him for a witness to what happened. So please, if you can get hold of him, give me his information. And I'll call him or whatever. But I would love to talk to him. Please try and remember that if you don't care. Okay,
sure,
so
sure.
Before we go to the phone lines, go ahead.
So to answer your question about prevention, so the first part of that is, it's a smart idea to have some fenbendazole on hand in case it suddenly becomes unavailable. So you can get a year's supply for about $48.
Gee.
So, just if you're going to keep it long-term, keep it in the refrigerator. And, we don't really know what the decay time course is. It's meant to be used relatively quickly, but it may be better than nothing if suddenly it becomes unavailable. I don't think that's going to happen, but my wife and I have a supply just in case. So
you never know. You never know. And
right.
And go ahead. Please go ahead. I don't mean to interrupt you, but this is so interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the number one question that I get on the Substack is, should I be taking fenbendazole to prevent cancer? And in full disclosure, my wife and I do take it. We have little to no risk factors other than age, but we take, we call it a preventative dose, the 222 milligrams for three consecutive days, once every 3 months. So we figure that if we have anything smoldering, that would knock it out. The flip side to that is when you have something that is a cure like fenbendazole, the notion, the strategy of preventing cancer makes less sense because you can just get rid of it should you develop cancer. So there's two sides of the coin. Again, more research is needed, but it does prevent cancer, and I know that because I'm going to tell it that another part of the book is all about an experiment in nature that proves that fenbendazole and drugs like it prevent cancer. And this is going to work.
I just add one thing, too. Just one thing on that. If you have a parasite, it cleans that out, too, so there's no backside to it. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So this is, I'm transitioning into parasite. Talking about parasites now, and if the previous discussion hasn't blown your mind, this absolutely will. It's a fantastic discovery hidden in plain sight. So if we live in a big world, right? So we have about 190 different countries, and some are poor, some are developing, and some are wealthy and rich and developed. So places like India, Mexico, most of the countries in South America, most of the countries in the Middle East, most of the countries in Africa, routinely deworm their populations with mass administration of drugs like fenbendazole to the entire population to control worms. Rich countries like the U.S., France, Australia, Canada don't do that. If you look at the countries of the world that deworm the population using drugs like fenbendazole, their cancer rate is at least half of what it is in the countries that don't. So, for example, if you look at the cancer incidence rate, how many people get cancer each year? In the U.S., it's about 350 per 100,000 people. In India, it's 93 per 100,000 people, less than a third.
Wow.
At the extremes, in a place like Australia, it's about 500 people per 100,000 per year. And in a place like Nigeria, it's about 63 per 100,000. So all the countries that use things like fenbendazole to control parasites on a population scale don't have as much cancer as the rich, wealthy countries that do use those drugs. And there's a lot of different reasons, but it's primarily the use of antiparasitic drugs with proven anti-cancer capability. So that experiment has already been done. All the data are World Health Organization data and United Nations data. You know, it's unassailable data. It wasn't collected for any other reason other than looking at cancer incidence rate. But when you look at whether they do or don't use drugs like fenbendazole in the population, I call it looking through the fenbendazole lens, you can see that these drugs actually prevent cancer as well on the at a population level. So you can imagine if they were targeted at vulnerable populations, like particularly the elderly, you would have a massive effect. So that is a very powerful signal in a very sloppy application of the drug. So drugs like fenbendazole prevent cancer. It's already been proven. You don't need to do the experiment.
And what type of, would you recommend a pill or a powder? What do you recommend?
Doesn't matter. I mean, in the pill contains the powder. And it comes in a liquid form as well. You know, it's kind of funny, but the liquid form is for goats. I guess goats won't take pills or powder. So there are people who are taking fenbendazole that has a goat on the bottle.
Wow.
I mean,
this is phenomenal. It's available on Amazon. Available on Amazon, easy to get. And if people don't have computers, are there places you can buy it? Any local, besides, we'll say, Tractor Supply, perhaps? Other places you can buy it also? Southern States? Where can you get it at?
Well, any animal feed store will have it. So, if you're in a country setting or a rural setting, wherever you do your shopping, I think even some Walmarts have it. You know, pet stores have it. Chewy, which is a pet website, has it. I purchased it there. And there's a growing number of suppliers online that sell it as well. You know, legitimate pharmacies that are now starting to sell either the animal version or mebendazole, which is the human version of fenbendazole.
Okay. Well, let's take a phone call. Let's talk to Chance right here in West Virginia. Chance, come on in. Welcome.
Yes. Hello, Pastor Butch. Can you hear me?
Hello. I sure can.
Yes. Hello, Dr. Supple. Dr. Supple, what a coincidence. A week or so ago, Pastor Butch had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on. So I ordered her book and your book from my local bookstore, since I don't have a computer. And as of this moment, they're behind the counter waiting on me now. Dr. Supple. Yeah, Dr. Supple, yes. Bear with me. I'm really nervous right now because this hits home with me. I'm a cancer survivor. 20 years ago, I had a very aggressive small cell lung cancer. With a tumor the size of a tennis ball, which required a lobectomy, okay? And at that time, it was chemo. I was on cisplatin, carboplatin, Taxol, Neulasta, and it was all intravenous chemotherapy drugs back then. They didn't have the pills. And I could remember, like I said, it's hard to talk about this unless I speak to somebody who knows or somebody who's been through it. It's uncomfortable. And I brought up to Sherry Tenpenny that if I knew back then about fenbendazole, I probably would have went that route. But fortunately, I'm still alive. I had one of the best thoracic surgeons up in the Northeast and a great oncologist. And by the grace of God, I'm here, minus one lung, but I'm still here. And it's such an honor to speak to you. Like I said, this subject, it hits close to home for me, and it's hard to talk about. I try not to talk about it only when it comes up, you know?
Right. And, well, I mean, yeah, I mean, yes, well, sir. You know, my mother died of cervical cancer in 2003, and my dad died of kidney cancer in 2017.
My mama died of cancer also. My mama didn't beat hers. It started in the lymph nodes, thyroid,
I think what you're getting at with your question is, you know, you would have done something differently had you known. The problem is, you know, we can't rewrite history, and you know, I feel, you know, somewhat guilty that my parents couldn't benefit from this knowledge that, you know, that I happen to be part of. But the we can only save the people who are living. I want to make it clear that I'm not telling anybody to not do traditional chemotherapy or radiation. I'm just saying that you should look into fenbendazole and ask your doctor, is this going to be right for you? Actually, let me take back the part about asking your doctor. So most of the people who I've dealt with who are using fenbendazole were given up for dead by their doctor, and fenbendazole was their last resort. When they started to turn the corner, they would go back to the doctor, and the doctor would kind of have a suspicion that they were doing something, but they didn't want to tell them because they felt that they might be dropped as a patient. And the reason why that matters is they need the doctor for diagnostics. They need to know how well it's working. They need to know if their cancer is on the retreat. So most people don't tell their doctor because they fear retaliation. So you have to kind of play that by ear. And quite frankly, some doctors say, if you're going to treat yourself, I'm not going to treat you. So they're kind of telling you they're a crappy doctor. So those sorts of things hopefully will change over time, but that's kind of the situation now. You know, doctors are very territorial and, you know, quite frankly, very arrogant. And if you are going to treat yourself and show them up, they don't want to have anything to do with you. And I said, you know, obviously there's going to be exceptions to that statement, but unfortunately, that's the experience that people are telling me that they have. Yeah. So,
if I may add something, you brought it up, the emotional effects of being a survivor are very hard to deal with. Because my dear mama passed away, and I survived. And the emotional, you know, survivor's guilt. Why did I survive and my mama didn't? See, there's an awful lot of things, and I'm sure a lot of other cancer survivors feel the same. This is why it's uncomfortable for me to talk about, unless there's somebody who understands, you know?
One thing that you should factor in is that the law of individual differences. So what works for one person may not work for another, and it's just the limitations of the science. So it could have been that, you know, I'll just give an example, you know, your vitamin D level may have been, you know, optimal so that your immune system could engage and defeat the cancer, you know, in conjunction with whatever the chemotherapy was doing. Whereas, you know, your mother didn't have that benefit. And that's just one individual difference. There's hundreds, if not thousands, of things that, you know, individually are individual differences. And then when you start mixing them together, the interactions between them become incalculable. So
Chance, I got to jump, Chance. Got other calls coming in.
Well, God bless you, Dr. Supple. I look forward to reading your book now.
Thanks for being there, Chance. Great. Appreciate it. All right, folks, we got a line open now at 717-300-1698. Now, your parents, you didn't know about Finn Ben when they were sick?
No, I was just a regular guy. You know, I'm not cancer. I got dragged into this as a necessity, as the mother of invention. And, you know, like I said before, you know, it was all new to me, and I just happened to see the word fenbendazole and pulled the string, and here we are today.
Well, so, praise God you did. And I do believe that our God was in charge of that. There is divine intervention, and I'm sure he brought this to your knowledge for a lot of reasons. Folks, 717-300-1698. So I am going to personally be ordering some fenbendazole,
I want to make keep it on hand, but I think I will start taking it with my wife also, Marcia. Every 3 months, like you said, three doses, 3 days in a row, just as a preventative. Not only that, it might keep parasites out of us also. So there's nothing to lose. There's nothing to lose, is there? Nothing to lose.
Well, the main thing with benbendazole is it doesn't dissolve in water, so you have to take it with a fat. So either take it with a meal, with breakfast, or take it. What a lot of people do is they'll sprinkle it on, if they're using the powder, sprinkle it on heavily buttered toast, real butter, not margarine or anything like that.
Got you.
It's got to be real butter.
And, all right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's more important than how much you take to make sure that what you take is absorbed.
Okay. Let's speak to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Dr. Supple, Pastor Butch. How do you spell Fenbendazole?
It's Fenbendazole. Fenbendazole.
I got Fenbendazole. What's the last one?
Dazole.
Zole. Fenbendazole. Yeah.
You say you can get this at Tractor Supply in packages or what?
Right. Yeah, it's going to be in the pet section, and it'll be a powder. It'll be under the brand name Safeguard or Panacure. And then just look at the label. It'll say Fenbendazole 222 milligrams. What I suggested is you go to the Substack, fenbendazole.substack.com, and pick out what type of cancer that you're interested in and follow what those people did, because those are, success stories that actually worked.
You have a website with the packet information?
I'm sorry, go ahead, Bruce.
Do you have any kind of website or contact information?
Yeah, the fenbendazole.substack.com. And maybe Pastor Bruce can send that to you.
Yeah, fenbendazole.substack.com. And would you recommend the pet dosage as a preventative? Just take it?
Yeah, that's what my wife and I do.
All right. So any more questions, Bruce?
You take the 22 milligram a day. Is that what you do?
222.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you take
it every day. You take a pill, or you take it with
the best thing is to go look on the Substack, because it's a very individualized thing. So I'm not sure what you say. Do you take it every day, or how much do you take every day? It depends on what the circumstance is.
Well, if you just want to go through a dewormer, it would help in about a couple of weeks or what?
Yeah, you can just do it for 3 days. And there's other dewormers as well, something called Wormwood, which you can get on Amazon as well. And its name is exactly what it is. It's a naturopathic substance that kills intestinal worms. It's called Wormwood.
That's another natural herb, isn't it?
Interesting call, Bruce. I hate to cut you off, but you check it out. If you have any questions, give me a call and off tomorrow, okay? I won't be here tomorrow, I'm sorry, but I'll get your information. Don't worry. Folks, we got a phone line open down about the last 3 minutes, 717-300-1698. This has been a very, very interesting topic, and we're just scratching the surface. And Dr. Beal, I am going to have you on again sometime to discuss your new book coming out also, but this is a miraculous thing to know. Just like ivermectin takes care of a lot of what we call viruses, I guess, and other things, that including COVID and all the other nonsense. It takes care of that. So fenbendazole is another blessing to have on hand. And you can buy the ivermectin in a pet store too, as a paste for a horse, whatever. So with the fenbend, there's really no way too much to overdose, is there?
Well, I mean, you can be ridiculous about it, but in any sort of reasonable dose, you're not gonna overdose, because So the reason why there's no side effects is it specifically attaches to the parasite and the cancer cell. Healthy cells are more or less immune. So the reason why fenbendazole works so well when cancer has metastasized is it can pick the cells out of a crowd, and it goes into the bloodstream and it finds them and kills them, which no other cancer medicine can do.
Let's take one more quick phone call. Let's talk to Brady in Arizona. Brady, come on in. We're running out of time.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. I wanted to say, like, the fenbendazole, isn't that ivermectin?
No, it's a same. It's an anti-parasitic, but they both work differently.
Okay, one thing I followed up with the ivermectin, though, like during the COVID, my wife at the time, she got sick several times, and people were shedding upon us, the ones that didn't get the jab, and that's one thing that saved her life. I want to let that known out there. And also another thing, that the use of like ivermectin or fenbendazole, she got, after she had eaten sushi, she got bacterial poison from the sushi, from the like parasitic eggs that went throughout the body. And I didn't realize how many people die from food poisoning, but one of the cures of it was fenbendazole. So, yeah, so I'd like to know on that.
Right. So anti-parasitic, and it fixes you right up.
Good call. Brady, I'm sorry we're running out of time, but thanks for calling. And again, folks, check out the website, fenbendazole.substack.com. Check out the recommended dosage on there. If you missed that, just call tomorrow. Fenbendazole, fenbendazole.substack.com. Dr. Beal, thank you so much, and please allow me to call you back soon again sometime.
You bet. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, I truly enjoyed this. And God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. And maybe one day when you're passing down by this way, we'll get a cup of coffee or something.
I'll look forward to it.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
And folks, I want to say, you're welcome. I mean, what can I say? This is one of the most interesting broadcasts we've done, I think, in a long time. Not because other guests are not bringing forth information, but on health news, this has been phenomenal, and I want to thank Dr. Sherry Tenpenny for sharing Dr. Beal with me. Help me get in touch with him, because the knowledge is out there if we're willing to take time to listen and to learn and to understand and grow in these things. So, and don't forget, tomorrow we'll be in office only briefly. I'll be out leaving early. We're in March, I'll take a few days off. And I do love you. By the grace of God, I will see you next week on the radio. Bye-bye.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill.
This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.